Yeah. So we continue this conversation. Now we're speaking to Lawrence Masego. That's Mr. Lawrence Masego, who is a community activist in Barberton, to update us with the current issue, that is the diarrhea outbreak kona kona in Barberton. My brother, hey, good morning to you, and thank you so much. You know, we understood that there were about, 73 diarrhea cases that had been recorded. Has the number changed?
Good morning, Mr. Katnevalali. Meaning, I fail to say, although I did not, we haven't received all the stats, but I don't think it's 73. There's more, it's more than, it's in thousands, because Arabs, I called some of my friends there, Bayasho, even on the private doctors, it's been lying for the past 2 weeks. So 73 is a very small number, because especially to Bandwana, you'll find five band guna two lower affected, so you can think of the number, because man is almost our answer line. So 73 is just a low number in the Lunar Ocean.
And perhaps you don't have this information, but I'm gonna take a chance anyway. Does the community know perhaps what has caused this?
Yeah. I am not a scientist. I don't want to deceive people, but I think it is logic. And I think there's something, I think the Mbombela municipality is trying to hide something, because now they are saying they think it might be airborne, but it is the very same sentence they are dispensing Massachusetts. They are not dispensing PPE. They are not giving us a face mask. They are giving us a they've changed the water. And they are saying they are running tests. Since last week, they are running tests. And go from one and one during that process. So I don't think this thing is airborne. Hence, really, I'm very confident this thing is caused by water. Because when we man, I call Namusha. He's been having a problem with man for the past year or so. Man, I'm brown, I'm changed.
Yeah, and perhaps before I let you go, my brother, what type of help would you say the community needs from the different departments?
Yes, for now, we think the only solution we can get is Umchindi. The only permanent solution, shall I say, they want a divorce from the Mbombela municipality, want to come back as an independent municipality, because we are being neglected. As even the mayor yesterday, the mayor is saying that he's attending to other issues, people are dying. So we feel like we are very neglected. So we are not prioritized. So it's to be a change. That's the only solution you can then focus on change.
Perfect. Well, that's Mr. Lawrence Masego, who is a community activist, a Barberton. Brother, thank you so much for speaking to us.
No, thank you.